first, we're going to go over to Portugal and speak to Claire Polkinghorne. Good morning to you, Claire.
Hi, how are you going?
Actually, it's probably not morning there, is it, Claire? It's probably evening, and you're probably still celebrating your great goal against Norway the other day.
No, I've finished celebrating that one. We've moved on to preparing for a game tomorrow against Portugal. So, yeah, it's heading towards 9 o'clock in the evening here, so we're just about ready to call it a night.
It certainly is a dream of a lot of footballers to be able to score the winner for their team at the dying, maybe last kick of the game, the way it was with you. It was a fantastic end of the game, but what was the assessment of the game in the end, given that you were 3-1 up and you allowed the Norwegians to come and equalise 3-all?
It was a pretty interesting game for us. The conditions, I think, sort of changed the way both teams wanted to play the game. So that sort of had a little bit to do with the way the game turned out for both teams. But, the Norwegians came out in the second half and really stuck it to us and got a couple of quick goals. And, just really proud of the way that, we hung in there and managed to grab a late goal. I was being credited for the goal, but, Larissa Crummer got the final touch on it, which was awesome. So as long as it went in, we were pretty happy.
So, I mean, when you're looking at developing a team the way you have, I mean, you've had a really long winning streak now, and I think the danger behind that in many people's minds is that will they get complacent? Will they feel that they might get ahead of themselves? But having a game like you had, where you're in control and suddenly let the Norwegians in, it actually really does make you sit back and think, okay, we need to be on our game the whole time. Terrific for as a learning process or a learning for the team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think if anyone knows Alan as a coach, there's no way that he's going to allow complacency to creep into the team. And we know that, if you look at the top 15, 20 teams in the world at the moment, anyone can beat anyone on any given day. So there's going to be no easy games for us, and we know that. And, we've got to make sure that we can continue to prepare the way we have and make sure that, we're always playing to the best of our ability, and that's the only way that we can reach the top.
Now, Claire, at last count, I think you're on 99 caps for Australia. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I played my 99th yesterday.
Fantastic. So you've got your 100th coming up very soon. What a fantastic achievement that is. You've been around a number of Matildas teams over the years, obviously playing 99 times for a country. You're only 29 years old too, so you've got a long way to go too. How many games do you think you can clock up?
Look, at the moment I'm just taking one game at a time and really enjoying the football at the moment, and to be part of the team is pretty exciting for me. And, I've seen a lot of things change over the years, and it's just, really exciting time to be a part of it all.
Look, I'm going to tip you're going to be up to 150. I know you want to take it one game at a time, but you're just such a solid contributor back there, and also now a very proactive defender. What is it about this team that gives you so much confidence that there's some success to come in the next 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I think, there's a number of things, and, the group's been together for a long time now, and we're starting to mature as a group, and a lot of the girls are starting to get more experience internationally, both at club level and playing for the national team. So, we're getting to a point where we've been in the system a long time, and we know all the structures and the processes that Stadge wants us to implement. And, we've got dynamic players all over the pitch, which is really exciting. And we're starting to develop that depth as well, that if injuries do occur, then we can sort of continue the way we want to play.
You've got the Asian Cup around the corner in Jordan. Obviously, this is a terrific lead-up to that. What stage of training are you in? Are you in a bit of a heavy stage with games incorporated into some pretty heavy, sessions of football?
Yeah, well, at the moment, because we've got games every couple of days now, we're sort of just making sure that we recover and prepare as well as we can for the games. But once we finish at Algarve Cup, then the training again will ramp up, and we've got a camp in Perth, which will be pretty heavy, I would say. And then, getting close to Asia Cup, we'll sort of just fine-tune and be ready to go.
And, of course, you've got the home team, the host nation, Portugal, coming up on Saturday, our time. They defeated China 2-1 in their first game. What are you expecting from the Portuguese?
Yeah, look, they're going to be a really tough opponent, and you know, they've got some class players, some quick players up front, and some skillful players in the midfield. So we're really going to have to make sure that we nullify their attack and make sure that you know, we can you know, hurt them with our pace up front, I guess, and create some chances.
Good stuff, Claire. We're really proud of what you guys are doing. And I know you're taking it one game at a time, but I reckon you're going to be clocking 150 games before you finish your career. You're doing so well at the moment. But congratulations on how it went the other day, and all the best for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. That's Claire Polkinghorne, star of the Matildas there in Portugal in the Algarve Cup. A couple of games to come in this group, and they're off to the Asian Cup very, very soon.